All right, welcome back to the show. Mark Asher, John Gambadoro with you at NFC Champ Camp 2009 here on Sports 620 KTAR, the flagship home of your Arizona Cardinals. As we talk a little football, as we are here for our first day of camp. Camp continues for us for the next 3 days, for the boys for the next few weeks. And joining us right now is one of the guys battling for some positions out there, as obviously this team is very lucky to have three very good quarterbacks. One of them, Brian St. Pierre, and he joins us here on the Gamble and Ash Show, Sports 620 KTAR. Brian, Mark, John, how you doing?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We appreciate the time. Good to see you. A couple days into camp. Weather's perfect. You guys are in a good mood. This is a good time to be here for us.
Yeah, it's a good time for us, too. I heard it's about 115 in Phoenix, so we'll take the 75 and partly cloudy up here.
Long list of good Boston College quarterbacks. You feel good for Matt Ryan last year? See him have some success?
I did. I wasn't surprised. I had watched him a bit in college, and you know, you could tell he had professional tools, and you know, like you said, we have a good tradition at that position.
You know, you don't see a lot of guys that come in and just dominate right away. Him and Flacco both last year, though both of the rookie quarterbacks came in, played outstanding.
Yeah, I think when you have a great defense and a run game, that really helps a young quarterback, any quarterback, but especially a young one. And to his credit, he played really well, and he's a really poised guy.
Let's talk about this year for you, because this is a big year. I mean, it's a great opportunity for you. Competition's open for that number two job between you and Matt. How do you feel about it going in? I know that was important to you, to feel like you had a chance to be the number two guy.
Yeah, I mean, I know how people view it, you know, Matt being a number one pick, and I understand that, and he's a really good player, but I feel like I can play, and I just wanted an honest, open shot at the job. And it's definitely a position of strength in our team, there's no question, and anytime you can compete, I think that makes both guys better, and it only bodes well for our team for the season up ahead.
You know this coaching staff pretty well, and I mean, the reviews are out. You know, everyone's just raving about everything that Coach Wisenhunt and a lot of the guys all the way down have done, and I would imagine you're not shocked. That's one of the reasons you're here and became an Arizona Cardinal, right?
Yeah, no question. I had a great relationship with Coach Wiz back in Pittsburgh, and you know, there's a certain way of doing things that Wiz believes in, and he sticks to it. And obviously, you've guys seen it's been very successful out here. And it's a formula. It's getting the right guys on the team, their type of players, and it's been very successful.
You have a lot of mixed feelings last year during that Super Bowl between the Cardinals and the Steelers?
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking, I finally get to the Super Bowl, I got to go play the Steelers. And, you know, you're just kind of like, what the heck? But a lot of good guys on that team that I'm still close with, and I was happy for them. But obviously, you want to win that game, and we played so well and had such a great run, and to have it end like that is so tough, but it doesn't take away from what we accomplished last year as a team. It was such a great season, and you know, I'm happy for the fans of this area. They haven't had that in a while, and I think it was exciting.
And you're noticing that as you go out to camp. You know, John and I just got here a few hours ago, and we walked around the corner, and I'm like, are you kidding? I mean, I hadn't seen it, and I mean, 10 times the fans you guys had last year, and it's still early in camp. And you're right. I mean, this town, it's your guys' town right now. I mean, it is your town.
Well, and we're proud of that. And, you know, that stadium last year, especially during the playoff run, that was something special. I mean, I've never been in a stadium that loud, and this is my seventh year in the league. So it was special. Fan support was great, and we look forward to that this year.
You've been around some really good veteran quarterbacks. You had Kurt Warner here. You had Roethlisberger. Was McNair in Baltimore?
Yeah.
McNair in Baltimore. What have you learned from those guys?
I learned that I haven't been backing up bums, that's for sure. I
mean, no doubt.
These guys are good players. You know, with Steve McNair, he was a guy, he's just the ultimate tough guy, and that's a compliment. He's just a tough, tough guy. With Ben, he was young, but you see the playmaker he's become, and, you know, he has his own style, but he does it well. And with Kurt, you just pick up a lot of the nuances of the game, a guy who's been around so long and been through so many situations and how he handles it.
Shocked when you heard about McNair, obviously. I mean, just an absolute tragedy.
It's so sad because, you know, I know what it looks like on the surface, and certainly there might have been some wrongdoing on his part, but he really is all he wanted to do is, you know, play football, go on his boat and fish, have a couple beers with the guys. He's really a great teammate, and it's certainly a very sad situation.
You know, we're really good friends with Terrell Suggs, and we had Terrell on right after that, and he said the same thing. I mean, he's just, you know, he felt terrible about it. He was broken up over it. Says, you know, he's a great man. He just wishes he could have told him that he loved him and how much he learned from him. And, you know, so everybody that played with Steve really respected him for what he brought to every team that he was on.
Oh, there's no question. Any guy that can play through what he played through and be as good a teammate as he was, he treated everyone the same. He really did. And he's just a country boy, and that's how he acted, and he's just a great guy.
We were visiting with Brian St. Pierre, one of the backup quarterbacks for the Arizona Cardinals, here on Sports 620 KTAR as NFC Champ Camp continues. So you're in a battle. You're trying to get the second spot. Mm-hmm. Tell us what that entails. I mean, is it just when you're going to get the opportunity in game, or is there a lot you can do just out here at camp that, you know, one way or the other makes it good or bad for you?
I think it's every rep is important to both of us. I know that, you know, certainly he's in a position where, you know, as a number one pick, they've highly invested in him. It's going to be a lot harder for me to take that job away from him. I understand that. All I wanted was an open shot at competition. I think so far the reps have been split right down the middle with Matt and I. I assume that will stay the same into the game. So I'm just looking forward to every rep, every practice, and then certainly when the game starts.
Ty goes to Leinart, I would imagine. You feel like you've got to actually beat him out?
Oh, I feel there's no question I would have to do that.
I mean, if you guys play and you're both good, you would imagine he would get the nod because of the draft pick, right?
Well, I just ultimately it's coach's decision, but I know how this business works in the NFL, yeah. And I know how it's perceived by a lot of people. But Coach Wiz promised me a shot to work with the twos and compete, and I took him at his word. And so far it has been everything he said it would be, and hopefully that just continues.
Looks like you guys like throwing to Dominic Bird so far today. He had some beautiful catches at practice this morning.
Yeah, Nick is he brings a lot of athleticism to the position at tight end, and he's got great hands and a good feel for the game, and he's opened some eyes. There's no question.
When you're out throwing, you know, he had a nice morning, but let's, you know, everyone's still buzzing about Larry Fitzgerald, what he did, not just all last season, but that playoff stretch was, I mean, literally ridiculous, the numbers he put up. And now, you know, a little bit of a rock star status, and, you know, he's considered maybe the best in the NFL. The one thing I love about it, it doesn't go to Fitz's head. He's still, I mean, everyone's leaving practice. He's still there catching balls, running routes, doing things. He wants to be the best in the world and maybe one of the best of all time, and he knows he has to work at it still, even though he probably is right now.
That's why, in my opinion, he's going to be, if not the best that ever played, in the top two or three. Larry wants to be that, you know, with all due respect to the Jerry Rice and the Chris Carters, and he idolizes those guys and thinks the world of them. The sky's the limit. Look, what's he, like 26 still?
Yeah.
I mean, he's so young. What he did in the playoffs last year, I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Well, he's double covered, triple covered. It doesn't matter. He's throwing up and he's coming down with the ball either way.
His ability to high point a ball in traffic is unbelievable. The catch he made in Carolina is one of the best catches I've ever seen. He actually switched hands in the air. The guy grabbed his one hand, he bobbled it. Larry, the sky's the limit for the guy. It's a pleasure and a privilege just to practice with him every day, see how he works, and the fact that, like you said, he's so humble and he works at it, that's just going to make him so good.
I haven't seen the papers this morning. You know who's in first place in the American League East?
I think the Sox are a half game back. I'm not sure about that, but we're working on it.
I think your boys are about a game and a half back.
Are we really?
And it's going to get worse because we're going to play you these next like three games coming up right here, and it's not going to be very fun after Sabathia and Burnett and Jabba Chamberlain go through that Red Sox.
But you guys are 0-8 against us this year.
And we're in first place. How about that?
Oh, hey, all right. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
0-8 against you guys and in first place. How about that?
I like what the Sox did at the trade deadline.
Yeah,
Victor Martinez.
I think
nice.
Victor's going to help us. And our pitching staff, we need to get Wakefield back healthy and throwing. But I'm confident when we play the Pinstripes.
Yeah. So what do you think about, you know, the tainted World Series now that Manny and Ortiz have come out and admitted that they cheated, and then Bronson Arroyo says that he's probably on the list, and Jeremy Remy's kid gets busted for carrying around steroids. I mean, you'd have to take those titles away from him, don't you think?
No, you're not taking the Patriots titles away from him for Spygate, so no, we're good.
No, I don't have to because the Giants.
See, I kind of feel bad for Brian right now because I feel like you have ambushed him because
he
you wanted to. You told me, hey, I want to interview.
No prior knowledge.
Because I want to interview Brian St. Pierre because I want to talk to him about the backup quarterback. I said, yeah, it's great. I love to talk to Brian. Literally, he just wanted to tell you the socks were a game in NFL.
I wanted to get one of those pathetic Sox fans on. I was like, oh, Pac in the car and the pathetic titles that they won while cheating. You know,
so bitter. It's been so long since the Yankees won.
Listen, this is the honest truth. I mean, I do have some favorite Red Sox fans. There's like your family of Red Sox fans that grew up all Red Sox fans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, any Red Sox fan that was born after 1918 and died before 2004, that's my favorite Red Sox fan right there. Anybody
those are the real diehards. Yeah. They earned it.
They literally diehard.
Yeah, they died without ever seeing their team win the title. Wow. And I love those guys.
Well, I now know that Brian will never come on the Gambo and Ash show again after that interview. We appreciate that. Brian, we appreciate the time. We wish you the best of luck in the battle. And it's fun to be up here. Good seeing you guys. And I know the fans are looking forward to another fun season of Cardinals football. Hopefully it's the same run as last year.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
Right. See you. That's Brian St. Pierre, the backup quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, in a battle with Matt Leinart for that spot. We'll take a timeout as we continue here with our NFC Champ Camp on Sports 620 KTAR. We are here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we hope you can be a part of it. You can watch everything online at sports.ktar.com with the webcam. Don't forget to see the future Dodgers and Cubs come out to the Camelback Ranch Open House August 15th and watch the Rookie League Dodgers take on the Rookie League Cubs. Kids will have a blast. Concession items are just a buck, and admission and parking are free. For details, click events at the new sports.ktar.com. Gambo and Ash, Sports 620, KTAR.